Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Wazeta has delivered a cracking set of numbers in a very tough vehicle market. Earnings and operating profits surged into double digits, margins pushed higher, utilization hit 73%, and the funding story is transforming fast, with unsecured debt now at 77% after a successful bond debut. Add to that booming leasing growth, a 53% jump in subscriptions, and a newly expanded license footprint across Africa, and suddenly Zeta is looking far more like that mobility platform that it wants to be than a traditional rental business. CEO Ramasela Gunda joins us now. Rama, congratulations. Another year of strong delivery, double-digit earnings, margins moving in the right direction, and the market's certainly re-rating the share price on the back of that today. Let's start with the top line. Revenue almost flat, but operating profit jumped over 10%. Was this year fundamentally about the mix, about pricing, or about cost discipline?
Thank you very much, Michael. You know, the year was more about discipline, more than anything. With everything that has been happening, we've actually secured good prices with when we bought the vehicle, and really that determined our input cost. And I guess the changes that is happening in the automotive industry, we actually needed to buy the right vehicle. The way of doing things as we used to do traditionally had to really come to an end. This market required our agility. So by just buying the vehicle right, we managed to get the right cost, and that cost has driven the business. And one asks how sustainable it is. The cost I'm talking about is the cost of acquiring the vehicle. And in that, we were able to price it well and to be able to see that uptake on the margin. So really excited that our strategy, and more importantly, the operating model has yielded great results for us, so that it was not just about top line, but it was also a combination. But I mean, we did a great job on the leasing side. We increased our leasing book, which is a long-term game that we've always wanted to achieve.
And I mean, that's the thing. When you strip out used car sales, the underlying operational momentum is still stronger than the kind of top line suggests. Looking at your car rental business, the rental revenue is down 2.6%, but rental days up 2.1%, utilization at 73%, a standout improvement. Talk us through the demand picture. What's working, what's not in the rental business at the moment?
Look, the one thing I can tell you is that the affordable brands are taking the market. And in that way, you're seeing a lot of price pressure. Corporate are buying down. You know, corporate that used to drive Group Ds, they are now driving and making the employees drive Group Bs. And we're seeing a lot of pressure, especially on inbound price, you know, with the aggregators in between. At some point, you don't even know whether it's AI that is determining the price or it is the real price. But there's real price challenge when it comes to inbound business. So that's really what is happening. Demand is up. People are coming to South Africa. You know, even those that are coming to South Africa, sometimes they don't stay long, but we are seeing an uptake in inbound. We're also seeing activity up on local. The biggest challenge is the economy and the price. Yeah. This market has been competing on price.
And you did mention in these results that lower insurance claims and aggressive inbound pricing, which is that price issue, is hitting replacement rentals. When you look at subscription, though, I mean, the usership economy, and it's where you wanted to position yourself. The last time we spoke, you mentioned it. Subscription is exploding, 53% growth. Is this now a meaningful profit contributor? And just talk to me at, you know, at what scale does subscription start moving the earnings needle in a very visible way?
Look, this is really the area, as you say, that we were saying Zeta is about usership. And when you look at the subscription model, it gives us the long length of rental. A vehicle is out for the whole month, which means our cost of operations is very low. We don't touch the vehicle. We don't wash the vehicle. We don't see the vehicle for the whole month. So the operating cost is quite low. It does come with a very good rate compared to even the replacement business. So it is quite a really new product to many, but for us it's been a product that we've been pushing in the market. We are seeing more and more people, you know, taking the vehicle now, starting to compare with in between buying cars, can I try the subscription model? And that is starting to yield the results, so that we're really hoping that we can keep those customers more and more away from ownership to usership.
And given the growth then, you know, coming back to that question, you know, what scale do we start seeing that really moving the earnings picture in the business?
It is quite significant in our business. It's almost a quarter of the rental business. So that is really starting to make a serious impact. I mean, with the replacement business that has been significantly down, the challenges in the inbound with regard to price, for us to just be down at 2%, it really has covered and carried the rental business.
And then looking at your leasing in commercial, that is clearly something you're leaning into. Heavy commercial up 30%, leasing revenue up 15.7%. What's structurally different about this segment that makes it so attractive for you?
Look, it's about movement and everything about movement of goods and the economy. It is really attractive for us. And it's also not only in South Africa that we are seeing that movement, that a lot players in the past, you know, this was always financed through traditional financing. So this is an opportunity and an option for them that they've never used to have. And it's starting to yield good return. The good thing about it is that we're also playing in non-specialized in the main, non-specialized heavy commercial, and we're playing with big corporate that are able to have their own maintenance. They're all able to have their workshop. So really, you've got a sustainable business that are not here today and gone. But for us is, you know, as they grow their business in different sector, and the beauty about a heavy commercial is the diversification of the sectors that some are in resources, some are in agriculture, and then you do have the transportation as part of our customers. So it's really a business that, as much as it's growing, we're taking risk very seriously. Hence, in some of them, we are not putting them, that there will be, you know, we have to deal with the resale value of them when they end up coming. But the beauty about heavy commercial is that they are alive is way longer than 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of the life of a vehicle from a residual value and kind of looking at the used car market perspective, you extended vehicle lives and you sold fewer cars on that side. Volumes down almost 15% in rental. Did you do this defensively because of the weak used car pricing that we're seeing? I mean, if you look at We Buy Cars results, they're saying that the Chinese OEMs, the Indian OEMs are putting a lot of pressure in the used car market, or is it more of a proactive strategy to enhance margins?
It was a proactive. The beauty about us, because we're managing three things more than anything: maintenance, utilization, and residual. When we start, because we buy a lot of vehicles, I think the advantage about Zeda is that we buy vehicles. Already we can see the price we get on the purchase of the new vehicles. And that was already telling us that if these new prices are coming at this rate and we are getting additional discount, there's no way a one-year-old will be competitive. I can tell you now, we're still carrying vehicles that are, you know, at a price that when you compare to the market, we got it very, very cheap. So for us, it's because of the insight of having that, we are able to proactively determine the market and deal with it before we decide to deflate and lose margin. And very pleasing that the time we actually deflated the vehicle, you know, you could see the benefit of the decisions that we've made. Good margins that we've protected.
But, you know, we're obviously seeing very aggressive pricing and incentives from the Chinese brands, in particular in South Africa, not just on, you know, the headline price. So many of the vehicles coming with extended motor plans and warranties. How big a structural threat is that to residual values in South Africa?
Look, it's a complete shift. And we're not taking that for granted. The advantage now is that because it's still new learnings, and we've seen some of them actually, because they do not have the garage, they then start suffering from, you know, the vehicle being parked when they are out of service. But in reality, this is not going back. The residual values are never going to be the same again. Everything has changed. And I think for us, we said, we cannot take this moment as a pass-by, but as a real structural reform of the used car market and the automotive industry as a whole. And what we are watching now is filling up of the car park. The moment we see that, then you can see the uptake on the residual value. For as long as there is no car park, you know, the prices will still be cheaper, but the total cost of ownership is still out there for question.
Yeah, and I mean, that certainly came through in Invicta's results as well, you know, increasing that car park, even though the Chinese OEMs in particular are not really feeding into the aftermarket. They're still sitting under their warranties. Big uptick in that car park. Very interesting to see how this plays out. From a balance sheet perspective, I mean, the transformation in your funding stack is remarkable, Ramasela, from 1% to 77% unsecured debt in a single year. How has this changed your strategic freedom as a management team?
Look, I think one of the things we've been looking at is we need to grow. We need to grow out of the traditional business. We need to grow from a footprint. And this was really holding us back. What this opportunity gives us is in the same form of discipline that we got us here, we need to make sure that we move to the next level. So it opens up opportunity for us to start growing, expanding our footprint. I mean, we're looking at M&As now that in that space, we've got more freedom than every time looking at this debt as something that, you know, is a hindrance more than an opportunity. And if you look at the kind of return on investment that we deliver, we continuously say we are starting to sit with a heavy equity, and that's not where we want. We've got good on debt. We need to make sure that we utilize the equity well in our growth plan.
And you've got headroom, your net debt to EBITDA at 1.5 times. Should shareholders expect more aggressive growth investment?
It is where we're heading to. I think 3 years was enough to start a good base and say to the market, trust us, this is what we're doing. We're ready now to take it to the next level. And in that, we should expect a debt to increase. We should expect net debt to go up, especially because the kind of investment that we're going to do in the leasing type of structure, they are long-term gain. You know, you will not see EBITDA as quick as you see the debt. But when you see the return, it will be weighted for return.
Now, you've described the digital shift as transformative for you. You've got a board-approved IT and data strategy. Give us the practical vision and version. What will a digitally enabled Zeda look like in 3 years' time?
The beauty of what we're working on is you will not be coming to Zeda to get a car. Zeda will be coming to you. And you will not be talking about car group and all kinds of things that we're still talking about. We'll be talking about the vehicle that you want. You will not be paying the same rate per day as the next person just because you've got the same car. It will be tailored and it will be flexible option, whether it's long-term or short-term. It's all about tailored solution. Because the idea is to get more insight than we have, your behavior, when is the right time, when do you go to the market, when do you travel. We don't want to make a generic statement that say everybody else goes to Cape Town in December, that other people don't go there. But now it's going to be more informative and more tailored and different solution. I think the market can also expect a lot of innovation that will be coming, because that's what we've been wanted to do. We do data well, we do the IT well. And what we end up achieving is financing options that are different, access to mobility that are different in order to drive the usership economy, because the penetration is still very much low.
Well, that's it. There's huge runway to growth. Ramasela, thank you very much for unpacking the numbers with us. Zeda, clearly no longer just a rental company, more a mobility and data-driven platform as we watch your evolution. It's been really interesting sharing your insights with my listeners here on Classic Business. Take care.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.